Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. It is 9 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I am welcoming Nate the Snake Pelly to the show to talk about this Saturday's big NWF anniversary show and Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And ladies and gentlemen, surprisingly, although unscheduled, Miss Callie, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Ace. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Glad to hear it. Like you said, this Saturday night, November the 17th, the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio. It is a huge, huge night. Not only is it the NWF's return to Fairfield, but it is also the 23rd anniversary show. Definitely a show not to be missed.
Absolutely, and ladies and gentlemen, our guest, a man who I know has a very busy schedule, NWF CEO, Nate the Snake Pelly.
Ace Diamond, Miss Callie, the pleasure is all yours.
Modest as always.
You know, you guys should be lucky because I saw the ratings the last time I appeared on your show here. And I know, quite frankly, I've been carrying this podcast for the last several weeks. So, you know, you're welcome in advance and you can go ahead and send that check. Make sure it doesn't bounce this time.
Hey, my checks don't bounce anymore.
Well, you know, I heard you guys talking about the big NWF 23rd anniversary show, Hall of Fame induction ceremony this Saturday night, and beautiful historic Fairfield, Ohio at the UAW Hall right there on Sims Road. It's going to be a huge, huge night. Always one of the highlights of the year. And one of my favorite parts of the anniversary show is, of course, the Hall of Fame induction, which takes place immediately before the show. You get to see stars from the past of the Northern Wrestling Federation, some of the biggest stars ever being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And my favorite part is you get to see the wrestlers all dressed up. Isn't that enjoyable, Miss Callie?
It's always a pleasure when you see everybody come out dressed in their finest to celebrate the success of their peers, their trainers. Always makes for a beautiful night.
And since we're talking about the Hall of Fame, we got two great inductees this year. First and foremost, a longtime friend of mine, one of the greatest advocates, one of the greatest minds the Northern Wrestling Federation has ever seen, and quite frankly, one of the greatest minds anywhere in the history of professional wrestling in the tri-state area. I'm talking about the legendary manager of champions, Kirk Shepard.
You know what, Nate Pelly? I typically don't agree a lot with you anymore, but on this one, I couldn't agree more. He has got one of the greatest minds in this business. He's a man that knows what he's talking about, so people should listen to what he's saying. He's somebody who I feel is very overlooked a lot of times.
you know, in all seriousness, Kirk Shepard is an individual. I have known Kirk for about 18 years or so now, before either one of us was even in the Northern Wrestling Federation, for that matter. And that should tell you, you know, it's been a long time for both of us with the NWF. But I've known Kirk for a long time, and, you know, we've been on opposite sides of the spectrum, especially early on there in our respective careers. You know, when I first joined the Northern Wrestling Federation, he had been with the NWF for about a year or so at that point. And, you know, he's a guy who is very opinionated, might rub some people the wrong way, but the way that I look at Kirk Shepard is like that teacher that you have in high school who is really, really hard on you, but he's really hard on you because he's passionate and because he wants you to learn and wants you to live up to your potential. He's not the guy who's going to pat you on the back and tell you you did a good job when you did a very mediocre job. He's going to tell you you could have done better, you should have done better, and you will do better next time.
Absolutely.
You know, Kirk Shepard is the type of guy that, like I said, might rub some people the wrong way, but he's the type of person that you want on your team because he's going to give 100%. He's passionate, and, you know, his legacy speaks for itself.
I'm not going to lie. I have taken Kirk the wrong way on multiple occasions. He's come across, in my personal opinion, he has come across very abrasive. But looking at things in retrospect, I see his point of view with it. He wasn't wrong. And I will say this, and I mean this with all sincerity. His presence in that locker room is greatly missed. I mean, he's not always the easiest person to get along with, but if you stop and really think about it, some of the greats really aren't easy to get along with, and there's a reason for that, and that has to do with their passion, their integrity. Just they want the best for not just themselves. They want the best for the company, for the fans as a whole, and they push. And sometimes people take that push as them being mean, nasty, negative, however you want to look at it. All it is them trying to pull the best out of everybody. They want the absolute best all the time, and they settle for nothing less, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're absolutely right. Kirk Shepard, in a lot of ways, he and I are polar opposites, but in a lot of ways we're very, very similar. You know, Kirk has that mindset, you know, whatever it is that he does. You know, he's been a referee, he's been a ring announcer, he's been a manager, he was the CEO, he's even stepped foot in the ring and competed in matches. And he is driven to be the absolute best that he can be in each one of those aspects of his career. And, you know, he's risen to a very high level in each one of those different roles that he's played. And, you know, in that way, I feel that, you know, while Kirk and I have not always seen eye to eye on every topic, more often than not, we see eye to eye. He might express himself in a slightly different way than I would. But again, it's a very passionate response that he has. And, you know, Kirk Shepard is a guy who, as you mentioned, you know, his presence is missed. He's a guy who I think a lot of young wrestlers could really look up to as a voice of reason and a voice of somebody who's been there and done that and seen a lot.
I absolutely agree with that 100%. If you want
honesty...
I was going to say, if you want honesty, go to Kirk Shepard. He will be brutally honest. Just don't expect him to sugarcoat it. He's not.
Absolutely
not. That's not his personality. He's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. No sugarcoating, no ifs, ands, buts. You're going to get the straight truth out of him.
Absolutely. Which brings us to our next inductee into the 2018 class of Northern Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame. And this is a guy who you know quite well, Miss Callie. Going way back here in the Northern Wrestling Federation, the technical fitness machine, the giant killer, whatever we want to call him, Tiny Tim?
One of the hardest working individuals I have ever met in my life. I remember seeing Tim in training, and he would be one of the first ones there, one of the last to leave. And he's a person that was just, he was so driven with what he was doing. And he put it all on the line every time. He'd go out, he'd have fun, but he was all about it.
You know, who could forget some of those classic matches he's had back in the day with the likes of Stamp Lickage. And that was an incredible feud back in the day in the Northern Wrestling Federation. But Tiny Tim, they were a great tag team at one point, absolutely. You know, he's pulled off some of the biggest upset wins in the history of the Northern Wrestling Federation. And I've said this for a long time about Timmy, is that, you know, people look at him sometimes and, you know, yeah, he's Tiny Tim and he's, you know, a little bit shorter. But, you know, the thing of it is that guy was, you know, when he was the fitness machine, that's an absolute honest-to-God truth. That guy is in the gym working out all the time, keeps himself in fantastic shape.
Absolutely.
You know, it's his impact over the years in the Northern Wrestling Federation, you know, former tag team champion, former tri-state champion. He's done a lot of things here in the NWF and, you know, going to take his well-deserved spot in the Hall of Fame this Saturday night in Fairfield.
Absolutely. Well-deserved. Both of these men have earned the right to be called Hall of Famers. Both of them have done, obviously they've been in different aspects of the business, but the one thing you can say about both of them is anytime you saw either one of them, there's no question to be asked. They left everything out there for the crowd at time in, time out, every show. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I
Absolutely.
Am delighted to see both of them get this opportunity to be placed in the NWF Hall of Fame class of 2018.
And, you know, one of my other favorite parts about this show, and this is a tradition that we've just started here in the last year or so, is the Dozer Memorial Battle Royal. And that's one match that I'm very much looking forward to seeing this Saturday night in Fairfield.
The Dozer Memorial Battle Royal. For anybody that never got to meet Dozer, the man was a character. Bullheaded, stubborn, but damn, he was fun to watch. He went out there. He's like a lot of the older guys were. They went out there, show in, show out. It didn't matter. 1,000%, everything left in the ring. And the fact that the Northern Wrestling Federation has decided to put on the Dozer Memorial Battle Royal, obviously last year was our inaugural year for it. And I think that is a great way to pay homage to a man that brought so much to the Northern Wrestling Federation for so many years.
Definitely one of the founding fathers, one of the original building blocks of the Northern Wrestling Federation is Dozer. You know, you can look back at his track record, some of the great matches he had. Some of those nights at Peel's Palace were incredible. You know, Dozer, unfortunately, passed away way too young, and the Northern Wrestling Federation has decided that we're going to honor his legacy now for the second year in a row with the Dozer Memorial Battle Royal. And it's going to feature stars of the present here in the Northern Wrestling Federation, and as usual, there's going to be some surprises and maybe some stars from the past as well.
Absolutely. It's going to be it's a great time, and I cannot wait to see who actually wins that Battle Royal this year. Last year, it was Christopher Michael Lotus. I know Justin Lane has his name in there this year. Could this be the year of Justin Lane? Could it be a star from the past that comes out? on top this year? I don't know. You just have to be there to find out.
It's going to be incredible. That's not the only big matchup. Miss Callie, why don't you tell your listeners, all these people listening on the podcast, Ace Diamond, feel free to chime in as well, because I know you want to get your 2 cents in. Tell us about some of those other big matches.
We have, for the Unified Championship, Nasty Russ versus Lexus Montez. And I will say this, and it's not often I say this at all. Nasty Russ deserves this shot after the last time in Fairfield. His foot was on the rope. The referee didn't see it. So this time, one-on-one, Nasty Russ, Lexus Montez, Unified title on the line. Who is going to walk out of Fairfield with that Unified Championship?
Well, I think it's time that the Prince of Sport gets dethroned, and he's going to be dethroned by Nasty Russ. Nasty Russ is not a very happy man nowadays. Nasty Russ is never a happy man. But after what we've seen transpire between him and Lexus Montez over the past couple weeks, both the last time we were in Fairfield as well as recently in Covington, I can tell you what, Nasty Russ is coming in laser-focused. And he doesn't just want to win that Unified title. He's looking to hurt Lexus Montez this Saturday night in Fairfield.
That man is a man with an axe to grind, and he's looking to grind it on the face of the Prince of Sport. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see what is undoubtedly going to be one of the, I would say, one of the highlights of this show, you definitely want to come out. You want to see Nasty Russ and Lexus Montez go head-to-head for that Unified Championship, because that's going to be hard-hitting. I don't know how much it's actually going to be a wrestling match, because I have a feeling Nasty Russ is going to come and he's going to come swinging. There's going to be very little technical savvy, although he is extremely technically talented as well.
Absolutely. But, you know, that's not the only championship that's going to be on the line this Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio, because the tri-state champion, the best tri-state champion I would say the Northern Wrestling Federation has seen in years, I'm talking about Hollywood Adam Swayze. He is going to be defending his championship, but it's a very unique match, Miss Callie and Ace Diamond, because it's not just going to be Adam Swayze in the ring. He's going to be joined in the ring by his manager, by his agent, the agent to the stars, Gideon Weinstein, and the two of them in a handicap match are going to be taking on the rock and roller, the hippie himself, Jesse Hyde.
Absolutely. Fairfield's favorite son taking on Hollywood Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein. Now, I don't know if you've had a chance to see Bustin' Loose, Ace. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Fans, if you haven't seen it, Bustin' Loose, we had some words from Hollywood Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein. And let me tell you, even though Swayze says he has Gideon's back, which I'm not saying he doesn't, I'm not saying that, but I will say this, Gideon looked rather concerned that he's in this match. Now, I can see concern, especially if it was one-on-one. But does he really have a lot to worry about having his boss in there with him?
Well, you know, Gideon Weinstein, he's not a wrestler. He's not an athlete. He's an agent. You know, he spends his time hobnobbing with Hollywood's finest. You should be lucky, and Jesse Hyde especially should be lucky, that Gideon Weinstein is willing to soil his hands by stepping into the ring this Saturday night and touching that greasy, dirty, hippie Jesse Hyde, a man who, quite frankly, let's be honest, Miss Callie, I'm not sure Jesse Hyde showers. I'm not sure he shaves very often. He doesn't use deodorant. He's a hippie. What do you expect? But Gideon Weinstein and Hollywood Adam Swayze, two men of stature and of class and of substance, they're going to have to get in there and they're going to wrestle Jesse Hyde. And they say it's a handicap match. Well, quite frankly, some people are saying Well, it's two against one, but let's be honest. Jesse Hyde has the advantage in this matchup because he could pin Gideon Weinstein and he could become the Tri-State champion. Does that sound fair to you? People always want to accuse me of trying to manipulate things and set up matches that aren't fair. Well, this matchup, you know, it doesn't favor Adam Swayze. It favors Jesse Hyde.
And, you know, that's very true. But here's the thing. If Swayze didn't want to give away that kind of an advantage, he shouldn't have put the matchup for Jesse Hyde to accept. I mean, if you stop and think about it, he's the one that said, if you want another shot, you have to take on me and Gideon, thinking there was no way Jesse Hyde would accept that.
Well, that just shows you what a sporting champion Adam Swayze is. He knew that he could beat Jesse Hyde one-on-one. It wasn't even a challenge or a question. So he decided that, you know, just to make it fair, maybe get Gideon Weinstein involved there and, you know, give Jesse Hyde at least a fighting opportunity to become the Tri-State champion.
Or just an opportunity to make it easier for him to cheat, because now anything Gideon does in the match is legal.
Now, there you go again with those, you know, ridiculous accusations about cheating when it involves Gideon Weinstein and Adam Swayze. They are two of the most fine, upstanding men I have ever met in the professional wrestling business. Adam Swayze, you know, a young up-and-comer, you know, really burst on the scene over the last year, year and a half here in the NWF. And he's a guy who would never stoop to the level that you seem to be accusing him of on a regular basis of cheating in his matches. He doesn't need to do that. It's unnecessary. And Gideon Weinstein, I mean, he's an agent. He's, you know, he's out there for moral support and nothing more. And, you know, you think that you see him doing these things or interfering in matches. And, you know, that's just not the case. That's not his style.
So you're saying it's a hallucination when we see him get physically involved?
Now, hallucination is too strong of a word. I would say it's a misrepresentation of what's being shown in front of you. You know, you talk about what happened with Gideon Weinstein last time getting involved. It's obvious he tripped. You know, he's not very athletic. You know, he tripped over himself and accidentally bumped into Jesse Hyde. You know, things happen. It's not the end of the world. You know, some people want to act like Gideon Weinstein purposely came in the ring and hit Jesse Hyde. You know, he didn't do that. He was just, you know, walking, you know, casually strolling along the ring apron there and happened to trip. It happens, you know, no big deal.
Okay, if you want to discuss not athletically inclined, Ace Diamond is not athletically inclined. Ace, did that look like he tripped to you? You were sitting there ringside and saw it.
No, that definitely did not look like a trip to me. That looked like that was completely intentional. And I've been known to bend the rules myself, but that was a blatant, interference.
It figures, you know, you guys would say something about that. You talk about athleticism. The only thing athletic about Ace Diamond is his feet. But enough about that matchup. I want to talk about a matchup that I'm really looking forward to. This one just got announced recently on Facebook. You're going to see that whiny crybaby, that no good, stinky, just obnoxious Josh Adams, the man who the NWF Army, everywhere we go, they're rallying behind him. He's young. He's popular. He's good looking. They say, go, Josh, go. Go, Josh, go. Everywhere around the NWF, everybody's getting behind Josh Adams. Well, Josh Adams is in for a major, major surprise this Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio, because he's going to be taking on one of my personal favorites. One of my favorite men in the history of the Northern Wrestling Federation, a good friend of mine. I'm talking about the master of disaster himself, the Mighty Muldoon.
I can definitely say that has bad for Josh Adams written all over it. However, I am not going to discount the fact that Josh Adams is very athletically talented. It would not be an easy match by any stretch of the imagination. It wouldn't be an easy match for somebody that that could stand toe-to-toe with Muldoon. Muldoon is no slouch. As you referred to him as the master of disaster, he is referred to that for a reason. That man is big, mean, strong, you name it. He is all of the above. He is a former NWF champion. I mean, he's somebody that has a lot of experience, has a lot of power behind him, and this could be a very long, rough night for Josh Adams, that is for sure.
And, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from Josh Adams. You know, he's a youngster. He's, you know, he's got the look. He's got the talent in the ring. He's just not there yet. And he's going to go chopping up against the biggest redwood tree in the forest of the Northern Wrestling Federation when he runs into Muldoon. And I don't care how heavy the axe is that Josh Adams is going to be swinging. He's not going to knock Muldoon down this Saturday night in Fairfield.
Like I said, that's definitely going to be a very long night for Josh Adams. By no stretch will Muldoon be any if, and I am going to stress the word if Josh Adams manages to walk out of that match with a victory, and that is a very huge if, that would constitute at that point probably upset of the year. Because I have seen Muldoon take on some of the greatest athletes in the Northern Wrestling Federation over the years, and I have seen him put them down.
So, well, you want to talk about upsets, Miss Callie. The biggest upsets in the history of the Northern Wrestling Federation. We saw one of them the last time we were in Fairfield, Ohio, when we saw Calypso pin the Northern Wrestling Federation champion, Ryan Stone. And I know you've been gloating about it for the last couple weeks about how Ryan Stone lost to Calypso. Well, this Saturday night in Fairfield, it's going to be Calypso one-on-one with Ryan Stone. The Northern Wrestling Federation championship is going to be on the line. But here's the part that nobody's talking about, because everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion that Calypso is going to beat Ryan Stone just like he beat him last month. And he's going to be the Northern Wrestling Federation champion. But here's the thing, Miss Callie and Ace Diamond, that you need to pay attention to. When Ryan Stone and I issued that challenge for that matchup last month in Fairfield, we did so with one simple stipulation. If Calypso wins, oh yes, he is the Northern Wrestling Federation champion. But if Calypso loses, then he will be fired, he will be terminated, he will be given his walking papers, and you will never see him in the Northern Wrestling Federation again, just like Jordan Clearwater and just like anybody else who decides to cross paths with myself and Ryan Stone.
Yeah, Calypso winning that match, that definitely got the NWF Army all shades of fired up. Like, I honestly thought the roof was going to come off the building. But I am quite well aware of the stipulation you laid down for that match. Calypso is well aware of the stipulation you and Ryan Stone laid down for that match. Career versus championship.
And, you know, I've said this before, Miss Callie and Ace Diamond, this is not a fairy tale. There is no happy ending here for Calypso. He's not coming back after being out of the Northern Wrestling Federation for nearly a year. He's not coming back and winning the championship and sending everybody home happy. What's going to happen is when we get to Fairfield Saturday night, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass out tissues. I'm going to bring a box of Kleenex down to the ring, and I'm going to hand them out to all the members of the NWF Army around ringside there so they can cry and they can blow their noses when the match is over and Calypso's laying there flat on his back, pinned, or maybe even forced to submit, by Ryan Stone, who will still be the Northern Wrestling Federation champion. And I will take great pride and glee in walking right up to Calypso, looking him dead in the eyes, man to man, and telling him to hit the bricks and don't let the door hit him on the way out.
And just indulge me here for a minute. What are you going to do if we actually have a repeat of last month in Fairfield and we see Ryan Stone's shoulders pinned to that mat for the 1, 2, 3? Are you going to congratulate Calypso?
You know what, if Calypso were to pin Ryan Stone, here's the thing, Miss Kelly, lightning struck once. Lightning never strikes twice in the same spot. So the probability and the possibility of Calypso beating Ryan Stone this Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio, it's non-existent. It's not going to happen. Ryan Stone's going to walk out of there in the Northern Wrestling Federation champion. We don't need to play any more of these fairy tale scenarios about Calypso, the man the NWF Army has been cheering on, rooting for, burst onto the scene here. Everybody got all hyped up about Calypso. They love his music. They love the little Jamaican flag that he waves when he comes out there, the smoke and the mirrors and all the nonsense that he's involved in. It's all going to come crashing down this Saturday night because Ryan Stone is going to make Calypso look like the fool that he is. He's going to beat him. He's going to send him packing. And I'm going to take great glee in looking out there and the faces of the little kids who are going to be crying and the moms who are going to be sitting there with their hands buried in their faces buried in their hands. I'm so excited. I can't even describe things. It's going to be tremendous. I'm going to see the dads out there. I can't wait till Sunday morning when some little kid in the Northern Wrestling Federation Army wakes up, still tears streaming down his face. He walks into breakfast and says, "Daddy, Daddy, why did Calypso lose? Why did Calypso let me down?" And then that dad is going to have to explain to his kid that Calypso, just like Jordan Clearwater before him, couldn't hang. He got fired. He couldn't beat Ryan Stone. And now he's gone.
Nate Billy,
yes, that's my name.
I'm a realist. You know, I know in general, lightning is not going to strike twice in the same place. However, I'm also somebody that has a great deal of faith, especially in people that do things the right way, that work hard, that earn their shots. And I have a lot of faith that if Calypso doesn't walk out victorious with that NWF championship, it's not going to be because Ryan Stone is that much of a man and actually managed to beat him. It's going to be because Ryan Stone had help. Whether it be you going down there with a taser, whether it be Muldoon coming out.
You know, Miss Callie, I'm getting very tired of your accusations and these false assumptions that you have, of what's going to transpire this Saturday night in Fairfield. So I'm going to tell you this. My time is very precious. My time is very valuable. And my time being wasted on you and Ace Diamond and your ignorant comments is coming to a quick close. So let me just say this. We talked about all the great matchups. By the way, you know who else is going to be in Fairfield, Ohio this Saturday night? The baddest man on the planet. The baddest man alive himself. Aaron Williams is going to be in Fairfield, Ohio. And for Aaron Williams' sake, I hope Jay Donaldson doesn't get his hands on him again after what we saw last month in Fairfield. But Saturday night, it is going to be the 23rd anniversary show. 23 years, Miss Callie.
Absolutely.
Most wrestling promotions are lucky to last 23 days. The Northern Wrestling Federation has been doing this for 23 years. We don't run twice a year. We don't run once a month. Each and every week, we are out there, sometimes twice a week, sometimes three times a week. We are out there, and the Northern Wrestling Federation has been kicking butt and taking names for 23 years, and we're going to do it for 23 more years, and in 23 more years after that.
Absolutely.
And with that, Miss Callie and Ace Diamond, I am going to bid you adieu, and I will see you Saturday night, Fairfield, Ohio, the UAW Hall, Sims Road, Northern Wrestling Federation, 23rd anniversary show and Hall of Fame. You do not want to miss it.
I couldn't agree more with our guest. Don't forget, folks, this Saturday night, the doors will open at 6:15. Remember, that is 6:15, doors will open. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony starts promptly at 6:45. And the bell time is 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. So if you have not already, go out, get your tickets. VIP tickets are only $20. General admission tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Don't forget, join us this Saturday, November 17th, at the UAW Hall on Sims Road in Fairfield. Ace Diamond?
Miss Callie, it's going to be a heck of a show, as it always is in Fairfield.
No doubt about that.
I want to thank Nate Pelley for coming on, and giving his views on this Saturday, and I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
There was one match. There was one match Mr. Pelley forgot to announce. While I do not yet know who his opponent will be, and this is, believe me when I tell you, far from a foregone afterthought, we will have the homie don't play that challenge, who is going to step up to take on the undefeated Pompano Joe in the homie don't play that challenge.
You know, I've been in Fairfield for the past several months, and every time the homie don't play that challenge comes to Fairfield, it seems to get better and better. And actually, it seems that Pompano Joe gets closer and closer to losing. So
when the competition keeps getting bigger and bigger, I mean.
So I'm curious to see how much longer he can keep this challenge going and keep his winning ways alive. Absolutely.
I mean, we saw Bruce Gray pull off a huge win last time. I'm sorry, we saw Pompano Joe defeat Bruce Gray, who almost had a huge win. I mean,
yes.
Split seconds. So not only has he defeated Bruce Gray, he defeated OVE's Dave Crist. I mean, Nate Wings. You can just start looking at the list of challengers that he has knocked down every single time. And they get bigger and better every time. I mean,
that list is starting to read like a who's who of professional wrestling in Ohio.
Exactly. So I want to see who steps up to that challenge. And let's see if Pompano Joe can keep on this winning streak he's got going in his homie don't play that challenge.
You know, time catches up with everybody, and like you said, we don't know who his opponent's going to be, but I think time might be catching up with Pompano Joe.
Folks, you'll have to be there in Fairfield to see that this Saturday night, November the 17th. Remember, folks, the doors open at 6:15. 6:15 this time. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony starts at 6:45. Bell time is 7:30. So head out to the BP station on Main Street, get your pre-sale tickets, and we will see everybody this Saturday in Fairfield.
I will be there. You should be there, too.
Absolutely.
Miss Callie, it's always a pleasure. Have a good evening.
You the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, special start time, or doors open, a special time of 6:15. Do not miss this show. It's going to be, I can't even put into words how amazing this show is going to be. Do not miss it. For Nate Pelley and Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.